from KQED.
Betsy DeVos was confirmed as Secretary of Education by one vote yesterday. Both of California senators voted against DeVos, and now many of California's education leaders say they'll push back against her initiatives. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis explains why.
At her confirmation hearing last month, Democratic Senator Tim Kaine asked DeVos whether she'd hold all schools to the same academic and financial standards.
But I think they should. Do you agree with me or not?
Well, no, because...
You don't agree with me. Let me.
DeVos is a billionaire who supports school vouchers, the complicated and controversial practice of giving families public dollars to use at private and religious schools. She calls that the power of school choice. Critics call it undermining public education.
We just need to be sure not to let the fear and anxiety paralyze us.
That's Eric Hines, president of the California Teachers Association. He says California stands ready to defend public school funding.
The governor's in the right spot on this. I believe our legislature is in the right spot on this. And we're all going to be working together to express and protect California's values for our students.
President Trump has been pushing a $20 billion federal school voucher program, but constitutional challenges are likely to block that. DeVos's first order of business is to find a different approach. One new option, a federal tax credit scholarship program.
To me, there's a political pathway to get there.
That's Michael Kirst, president of the California State Board of Education. He says this is how school choice might work under DeVos. If families across the country are able to shop for a school of their choice, these tax credits could go toward reducing the amount of money they owe each year. Kirst says it's a way to get around federal education policies and oversight, and it's already happening in places like Florida.
Mostly in states that have supported Trump. And so, you know, having a federal program is not unprecedented in any way.
One group you think might like DeVos's school choice agenda are charter school supporters. But they worry families might pull their kids out of charters in favor of private schools. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.